Welcome to Money Life. I'm Chuck Bentley, and in the studio with me today is Sharon Epps. Sharon, welcome.
It's really a great day. So glad to see some signs of spring finally, and glad to be here with you.
It has been a long winter, hasn't it?
It has.
We've had more snow in our area right here in Georgia than any time that I can remember.
We absolutely have, and rain too, which we needed, but we are really loving those days of sun.
Hey, speaking of new things, Sharon, we had a recent load of new things. You and I recently took calls together. That was the first time we'd ever done that. Secondly, Fox News was standing in the studio with us. That was the first time we've ever taken calls with the cameras right in our face.
You know, it was really an interesting day, but so wonderful to see how God showed up. And it was just such a joy to get to talk with the listeners.
It was a great joy. And for those of you who didn't get to see that interview aired on Fox News, you can go to crown.org today and we'll have a link for you. And you can see what we look like. I hope that won't discourage you from listening to me in the future. But we had a great time having them here and really do appreciate the positive report that they gave us.
You know what? It was just a blessing to have them ask questions about the relationship between faith and finance. And we know each of you have been interested in that, and that's why you're listening all along.
Well, we're so privileged to be here, and I want to thank all of our financial partners who make it possible for us to give the truth of God's Word as it applies to very practical financial solutions. And today, we're going to be talking to our listeners again. We're going to take more calls because this is becoming a popular feature. Sharon, we ask our listeners if they would go to a survey online and tell us if they want us to take more calls. And overwhelmingly, they said, yes, take more calls. So that's what we're going to be doing today.
It is. We're glad to hear that you enjoy it because we enjoy interacting with you as well.
Now, if you're listening and you have a question, you'd like to be a part of the program in the future, you can write me by going to our website at crown.org, and there you'll find a button that says Ask Chuck. Send us your question, and then let us know if you would like us to answer it on the air, and we'll contact you one way or the other. Sharon, a lot of the questions that we get are centered around debt. And there's one strategy that people deploy that in your own personal counseling practice, you've seen seldom works.
You know, that's the area of debt consolidation. It sounds like a great plan on the surface, but boy, there are so many pitfalls related to it.
Well, I know I've very seldom seen it work. And today we're probably going to get more questions about debt. And if you're a listener overwhelmed with debt, be sure and stay tuned for the rest of this program because I think you're going to be encouraged. You're listening to Money Life. I'm Chuck Bentley. We'll be right back.
You know, God encourages us to invest, and He says in Ecclesiastes 11:2 to spread out or diversify to lower our risk. And one of the best ways to diversify is mutual funds. That's why Crown Financial Ministries offers the Sound Mind Investing Handbook, a step-by-step guide to managing your money from a biblical perspective written by Austin Pryor. Recently updated to address timely topics, the Sound Mind Investing Handbook is one of the most comprehensive guides available on mutual fund investing. Yet, it's still easy to understand and use. And since this handbook is written from a biblical perspective, it'll teach you how to apply God's financial principles to your investing decisions. So whether you're a beginning investor or one with more experience, the Sound Mind Investing Handbook will help you invest more wisely. To get a copy, go to crown.org or call 1-800-722-1976. That's 1-800-722-1976 or crown.org.
Welcome back to Money Life. I'm Chuck Bentley. In the studio with me today is Sharon Epps. And Sharon, we're doing one of the things that our listeners say is their very favorite program. We're taking questions on the air, and I'm looking forward to this.
I am too. It's encouraging to hear those of you that are making progress on the money map, and we want to help you if you're having challenges.
Well, let's go to our first caller.
Our first caller is Penny in Beaver Creek, Ohio. Welcome, Penny.
Thank you.
Hi, Penny.
Hi, nice to talk to you both.
Well, thank you for calling. How can we help you today?
Well, I have noticed over the last several months, funny things happening with my credit cards. I've always had good credit, and now I've noticed that some of my credit cards are lowering my credit limit. I had one credit card actually close out my credit card, and then another one where I've been trying to, I had to go on a payment plan with them, which I finished, and they were going to reopen my credit. And now they're saying they don't want to or they can't do that because I don't meet the criteria.
Okay.
So I'm wondering, do I need a lawyer? Do I need to go see a credit counselor? Who could best advise me so I don't make a mistake and ruin my credit?
Well, first, Penny, let me ask, what's your debt-to-income ratio? Do you know? Have you figured that up yet?
I haven't figured it up, but I think that is the issue.
Okay. And is most of this credit card debt, most of it unsecured debt, Penny?
Most of it, yes.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Well, there is hope, and you definitely do not need to get a lawyer yet, but I want to give you three recommendations because there are some steps if you take right now, you can work out of this problem. The first thing I would do is I would get you in touch with one of our Money Map coaches because our coaches can help encourage you. They can pray with you. They can be an advisor for you along the journey that's ahead to get out of credit card debt. They're probably going to recommend that you work with the Consumer Credit Counseling Service, and that service will put you on a debt management plan that will give your creditors some confidence that you're going to pay them back, that you're going to walk through this with integrity, and you're going to work your way out of this financial hole. And then the third thing, I would recommend that you get on our Money Map plan. That plan will allow you to break this habit of spending on your credit cards. You'll stop using them, you'll save some money, and then you'll begin the process of paying them back. So that's what I would recommend for you, Penny. And Sharon, you may have some advice as well.
You know, one of the things, Penny, we've seen is we've had families that have had as much as two times their annual income in credit card debt, and they've been able to pay it off. But I tell you what, it will take some perseverance and some discipline on your part. So I just want to encourage you. And there was a scripture that came to my mind as you were talking. It's Psalms 40, verses 1 and 2. And let me just give you it as a scripture of encouragement. I waited patiently for the Lord. He turned to me and heard my cry. He lifted me out of the slimy pit, out of the mud and mire. He set my feet on a rock and gave me a firm place to stand. And I'm just praying that as you seek the Lord and seek good counsel through this, that you'll see him take you to a firm place where you can really stand and be confident in his care and provision.
Now, Penny, the first step is to get in touch with one of our Money Map coaches. You can do that at crown.org. And then I want to stay in touch with you and be praying for you. Will that help you get started?
Oh, you know what? That would just absolutely be awesome because I really do want to make this. It's really been a burden on my heart for a long time to get this out of this debt.
Well, let's stay in touch and let us know how you're doing, Penny.
Okay, thank you very much.
God bless you.
You know, Chuck, one of the things she mentioned was the need to stick with it and persevere. And I see that as one of the greatest challenges for people today is that persevering day by day and sticking with your plan.
Well, first of all, you're paralyzed by fear and you think, oh my goodness, the house of cards is falling down. Literally, the house of credit cards is falling down on me. And so you just get panicked and you need some outside perspective. And I'm so delighted to be able to give her encouragement, to share courage with Penny, because that will help her to move forward. And then, as you said, to persevere. It's going to be a long road to get out of a lot of credit card debt, but it's so worth it. And that's why we exist, Sharon, to help people move along a path to get out of this financial bondage and then to be in a position where the Lord can really, really use them. So I expect some good things are going to come out of Penny's journey.
I do too. I'm looking forward to hearing her report.
Well, let's go to our next caller.
Our next caller is Don from Arizona City, Arizona. Welcome to the program, Don.
Thank you. Okay, we have some debts. We're trying to get, you know, trying to get out of debt. And we have a few credit cards that we use, you know, like Penny, Sears, and unsecured debt of $7,400. And with our car payments, we have two cars. It's up to about $14,200. But what we were thinking of doing was getting a loan to consolidate the bills. So we were wondering, want to know if that's the way to do it or not.
Well, Don, thanks for asking. I want to give you some real clear advice on that topic. In fact, Sharon and I were talking about at the beginning of the program that debt consolidation loans typically don't solve the problem. So I want to give you some real clear steps that I think will help you solve that problem. The first step is to get on a plan that we call the Money Map Plan. And it's actually to save $1,000 so that you stop using your credit cards and increasing your debt. If you can save $1,000 and then get on a spending plan and begin to pay these debts back, you can get out of a hole. Now, you're not in too deep of a hole with only $7,400 of unsecured debt. And that's the debt that I would attack first. And we can help you do that by setting up a process where you begin to pay them back in what some people call a debt snowball. Now, you would need to choose either the highest interest rate that you're paying and pay it off first, or the smallest balance and pay it off first, and then you begin to increase your payments to the other debts until you get that $7,400 paid off. But I don't recommend that you do a consolidation loan. Because once you get that $7,400 paid off, then you can begin to pay off your cars. And you can get out of debt much more quickly than you probably realize. Are you currently making enough income, Don, to be able to save $1,000?
I do have $1,000 saved right now.
So, Don, you have already completed Destination 1 on the Money Map. And we can help you now set up a plan to begin to get totally debt-free.
Okay.
Well, Don, we've got to take a break, and when we come back, I'll take the rest of your question, if you'll hold on for just a second. You're listening to Money Life. I'm Chuck Bentley. We'll be right back.
Handling money God's way can be filled with challenges, and many questions can come up along the way. Wouldn't you like to have someone you can turn to when you're not sure what to do next? Well, you do. A Money Map coach from Crown Financial Ministries. Money Map coaches work one-on-one with you to develop a spending plan, get out of debt, and practically apply other biblical principles of stewardship to your everyday finances. Your coach will be with you each step of the way to help you make healthy, long-term improvements in your finances. Money Map coaching is available in person in many areas and everywhere online. Either way, you'll get personal attention that's confidential and free. To find out what's offered in your area or to become a Money Map coach yourself, call 1-800-722-1976 or visit crown.org. Get connected with a Crown Money Map coach today. Call 1-800-722-1976 or go to crown.org.
Welcome back to Money Life. I'm Chuck Bentley. In the studio with me is Sharon Epps, and we're talking to Don from Arizona City, Arizona. Don, you had another question for us. Go ahead.
Yes. The credit cards came out with the new thing here where they, on your statement, they tell you, they list on there, if you pay minimum, only minimum payment, it'll take you 5 years to pay it, as compared to if you pay a certain amount, it'll only take you 3 years to pay it. If we use the second choice, is that a good way to pay off a credit card?
Yes, that's a great way to pay off your credit card, Don. And I would highly recommend that you take the shortest route possible, because that unsecured debt is going to be your highest interest debt that you have. So you want to get rid of that first, and you want to get rid of it as soon as possible.
And Don, one of the benefits of paying one off at a time is that as you pay each one off, you can have a small celebration and be able to tell that you're making progress. And then I want to encourage you to take the money that you were paying on that first credit card and apply it to the second one. Make that same payment to the second one, and you'll begin to see your payment snowball.
Does that help you, Don?
It sure does.
Well, I'm going to send you a free copy of our Money Map, and I'd like you to stay in touch with us and let us know that you're making progress, because we do want to be here to see you be successful on this journey. And thanks for calling.
Okay. Thank you very much.
Yes. God bless you, Don.
Chuck, our next caller is Frank from Waverly, Alabama. Welcome to the program, Frank.
Hi. Thank you.
Glad to have you, Frank. What can we do for you?
Well, on an earlier program, you stated that your home should equal no more than 2 times your annual income. Is that for financing purposes only, or does that apply to a home that has no debt against it as well?
Well, that's a great question, Frank. And by the way, you must listen pretty frequently, don't you?
We do. We listen a lot.
Well, thank you very much. And I appreciate you clarifying that, because that formula is a rule of thumb when you're purchasing a home. It doesn't apply if you're already living in the home. What's your current situation, Frank? Did it concern you with the home you're living in now?
It does. We're currently running on about a $60,000 a year income. Our home's worth $275,000, but we've got $150,000 against it.
Okay.
So we're just kind of trying to figure out, are we upside down? Should we cash out and buy a smaller home?
No, not necessarily, Frank. Are you comfortable with your current mortgage payment?
We're stretched a little tight right now. We've made a change in employment, so I'm working in a commission-based income. In a year, we should be back to where that's pretty steady.
Mm-hmm.
We've set aside 6 months' income and should have another 6 months by the middle of the summer, I guess.
Wow, it sounds like you're doing very well. I mean, if I look at the money map in front of me, you've already gotten to destination 3, and now you're working on destination 4, which is to get your mortgage paid down. Do you have a good interest rate on your current mortgage, Frank?
We do. It's 4.875.
Yeah, that's excellent. So I would recommend that you stay in your home, you continue growing your income, setting aside cash reserves, and then as soon as you accomplish that goal, begin to pay down the remaining balance on your mortgage. As long as you're not squeezed to make those payments and you don't get in jeopardy of getting behind on your mortgage, it sounds like you're a good manager and you're in really good shape.
Frank, let me ask you a question. Have you worked on commission before?
I have. It's been a long time ago, though.
Well, I might just give you a couple of things to think about as you embark on that commission journey. I would really recommend that you set up your monthly spending plan based on really the least that you believe that you'll bring in, and then allow the extra to become that surplus that goes towards paying off the mortgage and achieving your other goals. I think it will probably help you as you basically level it out and give yourself a salary and use the fluctuating income to reach these goals, like paying off the mortgage and other goals that you might have.
Okay.
Well, Frank, thanks for clarifying that advice that I gave before, and I hope that's helpful to you today.
It is. Thank you very much.
Thank you for calling.
We have another listener on the line that has a question that is specific to church and tithing. Stacy from Laurel, Delaware, thank you for joining us today.
Hi, how are you?
Well, we're doing good, Stacy. Well, we're doing well, Stacy. My wife has taught me to say well, not good. We're doing well. How are you?
I'm wonderful.
Thanks for joining us. How can we help you?
I had a question for Chuck. My husband is in full-time ministry over the last year and a half. And so this past year was our first full year. We got our taxes done, and our tax accountant had posed a question to us. And it wasn't this particular question, but I thought, well, I guess I will see to make sure. We have always tithed on our growth, and it just made me wonder. I thought, well, his income is from the church now. Do we continue to tithe? You know, they write us a check, obviously, for our income, and then we go ahead and tithe on that income. And so I was just wanting to be clear that we are still correct in doing that.
You mean tithing back to the church where your husband is
Yes.
the pastor? Okay.
Yes.
There a governance over that church that sets your salary and that you're accountable to for the salary you receive?
I think it's just the church board, the church body.
Okay. If the church body sets your salary and you're
Yes.
not able to change your salary based upon the income the church is receiving, in other words, you're accountable to the board of elders or whoever it may be that regulate your income, then you
Right.
don't have a conflict of interest tithing back to the church where your husband's pastoring. So
Okay.
I think you're actually modeling for your congregation a very good practice.
You know, it's that principle of first fruits. And I think that when you are living it out, then it gives you as a couple the ability to counsel with integrity and authenticity when you encourage others to tithe as well. So I really encourage you in the fact that you are being that role model.
Okay, thank you very much.
God bless you.
Bye-bye.
You are listening to Money Life. I'm Chuck Bentley, and we'll be right back.
Has your child outgrown a piggy bank but not yet ready for a credit card? Well, there's something in between, a practical tool for anyone that you can use to teach teenagers and college students how to handle money wisely before they face greater financial decisions. It's the Cash Organizer from Crown Financial Ministries. The Cash Organizer is a durable, expanding file that's not much bigger than a checkbook. It's designed to create a convenient way to practice envelope budgeting, the proven way to keep from spending more than you make. With the Cash Organizer, when an envelope is empty, you can't spend any more money until you earn more money. It'll not only help your teenager or college student take control of their cash, but will also develop money management habits that'll prepare them for a lifetime. You can order the Cash Organizer online at crown.org or by calling 1-800-722-1976. That's 1-800-722-1976 or crown.org.
Welcome back to Money Life. I'm Chuck Bentley. In the studio with me is Sharon Epps. Sharon, it was a good day taking our listeners' calls.
You know what? I'd love to hear the sincerity with which they approach their journey and their desire to do better.
Well, I love the role that God has given us to serve His body, especially during this great crisis that we're all in. And one of the things that we see over and over is a common financial mistake of thinking that more debt is going to be used to get you out of debt. And in your own personal counseling practice, you've seen that debt consolidation oftentimes actually backfires and leaves you worse off than when you started.
It does. I always had the practice of encouraging people to pay off their existing loans, no matter what they were, because of the fact that they get momentum as they pay each one off. But I finally had a couple that came in, and they convinced me that they had a spending plan, they had cured their debt problem, and that because they can get such a fantastic rate on this consolidation, that they were going to do that, and they just would not get back into debt. And so I went ahead and helped them through that process. Didn't see them for about 6 months. And when they returned, they walked in literally with their heads down and in tears because despite their best intentions, they had an unexpected setback and they went right back to their credit cards and they were in deeper trouble than they ever had been because they still had the consolidation loan as well as the credit cards. And we had a long journey to get out of it. So no matter what the intentions are, you just have unexpected things that happen and consolidation loans often cause more problems than they help.
Well, the best financial advice is to say no more debt. I'm going to pay it off. I'm going to live within my means. I'm going to have cash reserves. I'm going to have margin in my cash flow every month and begin working my way out of the hole without incurring any new debt. That's great advice, isn't it?
It is. And on the Money Map, we encourage you to build your savings. And we like to say that savings is actually debt insurance, that cash in the bank is there for those times that the car breaks down or your child has to go to the emergency room. It's your greatest plan for getting out of debt.
I had a listener that I met at one of my public appearances recently, and she said that when she heard this verse, "The borrower is servant to the lender," the Lord spoke to her and said, "Get out of slavery. Just get out of it. Don't go back and be a slave anymore." And that's when she actually turned the corner.
He wants us to be free to serve Him and respond to Him as He calls us.
Well, we're just about out of time, but Easter is just a couple of weeks away, and we'd like you to have something that you can use to help share the message of Easter with someone else. It's Lift It Up, one of the more powerful short films from the God Provides series. This Lift It Up DVD and companion study guide is our thank you for a gift of any amount to Crown this month. Now, you can receive Lift It Up and its study guide by going to crown.org and clicking Donate Online in the left column, or you can call us at 1-800-722-1976. That's 1-800-722-1976, and I hope to hear from you. You're listening to Money Life. I'm Chuck Bentley. We'll be back again next time.